772-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You've been waiting, ain't you? And you still wait, ain't you? And listen, if you don't do something, you still gonna be waiting. Because there's a principle here. It's like you want God to bless you financially, but you don't give. Amen. You don't put seed in the ground. Your seed is still in the barn. Amen. No, the law of reciprocity, the law of sowing and reaping is a spiritual law. Amen. Whatsoever man soweth, if you share a lot of love and grace with people, guess what comes back to you? Amen. If you give a lot of financially, guess what comes back to you? Same thing. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God's placed laws in the earth, principles in the earth that govern the earth. The law of gravity. Go up on top of this building and jump off. We'll call 911 on your way up. We will call them and let them know somebody's either knocked out, bleeding, or they're dead. Come get them. They're laws. So understand this. As we look at what God is doing in the earth, we must understand that there are things that must take place in the earth. If we want a well-watered garden, guess what? You need to water it. Now God will do, but there's something he requires of us. All right? We don't want to neglect our responsibility as children of God. You know, people like to blame God or say, well, God will take care of that. Or, you know, if God's will. No, it is God's will that you obey. Amen. I'll obey if it's the Lord's will. No, it is the Lord's will. Okay? So we see how something happened in earth. Now the principle continues in Genesis 11. Even in a negative sense, they were building what is known as the Tower of Babel. They said, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us build a tower that will reach unto heaven. God's instruction to them initially was to spread out over and cover all the earth, where they gathered all together in Shinar. Some writers will tell you they were afraid because it was not long after the flood. They wanted to build a tower tall enough where if God chose to flood the earth again, they'd be okay. They could flee to the tower. But how many know, once God flooded the earth, he said he'll never do that again. He'll never do it. And what do we have? We have a sign called the rainbow. Now, others have taken the rainbow and made something else out of it. But that's God's sign that he will never destroy the earth again with a flood. So I don't care how it rains or how it floods. It ain't never going to get destroyed by a rain, by a flood. Amen? So we see as they're building this, they're in one accord on the earth, and they are in such one accord that it gets the attention of heaven. God says, let us go down at once and confound their speech, for the people are of one mind, and this they do. And God said this. He said, and there is nothing that will be withheld from them that they desire or imagine to do. So something was happening on the earth that got God's attention. See, a lot of stuff don't get God's attention. See, a lot of saints don't get God's attention because you don't mean business. You half stepping. Say amen real loud. But whenever you mean business, whenever you mean what you mean, whenever you put first things first, you keep the main thing, which is the main thing, you'll get God's attention. He's always watching over you. A lot of stuff he can't grant or give because you're just half-stepping. You don't even know yourself whether you want to or not. Part-time. Sometime. Amen. Everybody listening? But whenever there's something in one accord like that, it gets God's attention. Another example. Abraham standing in his tent door, and he sees three strangers coming across the desert. He runs out to greet them. He recognizes by the Spirit it's the Lord. The Lord himself with two mighty angels have come to see if what the stench that's coming up to heaven, if it's so. They're going to visit Sodom to see for themselves. In other words, the wickedness of Sodom got God's attention. So they came. Amen. So God comes down, sends the angels there. They rescue Lot. They destroy the wicked city. Another example, positive example, on the day of Pentecost. They followed the instructions of the Lord to go into Jerusalem and tarry. Tarry means to wait. Wait there until you be endued with power from on high. And so they waited 10 days till the day of Pentecost had fully come. And because of what was going on the earth, they were in one place, in one accord, with one mind, wasn't nobody arguing and fussing, you know, get out my seat, and you know, arguing over food or anything like that. Nobody was impatient, nobody was struggling, they were waiting in one accord. That's the first place we see God speak about a car. Some of y'all get that on the CD, and they were in one accord. All were in one accord. Anyway, I just tried to wake some of y'all up. It got heaven's attention. Now don't think for a moment if they had not been in accord that God would have responded. Of course, the grace of God was on them. The hunger of God was in their heart. They were obedient to the instruction of God, and heaven responded. Amen. Now, Moses was instructed by God to build a tabernacle. But the Lord told Moses, be sure you build the tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed you in the mountain. What we have today, we have people that build after their own whims or desires. People that fashion themselves after others. Now, you know, when someone's a good example, it's good to follow a good example. But I'm talking about trying to be a clone of somebody else, talking like them, walking like them, acting, and that ain't you. That ain't you. Stop pretending. You ain't T.D. Jakes. You ain't Joyce Meyer, Charles Stanley. You understand what I mean? Trying to be that. That's wrong. You're not a good copy. You're a great original. Come on, you're a great original, but you're a sad copy. Now, I understand that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So, you know, you'll look like relative. I understand all of that, but you understand what I mean. There's something original about you, something unique, something peculiar. If you let the devil, he'll make you shame. I had a prophetic word, and I used to wonder why I went through so much as a young man, you know, especially in middle school, going through high school. And in the prophetic word, it was that because I was so unique and that I was special. And I knew that. But just others didn't know that. But you do suffer. Sometimes you try to fit in. But you're trying to fit in the wrong place. Sometimes you want to follow when God called you to lead. Amen. And so we are on a mission now. Because heaven's gate, there's an open heaven over us, but in order to keep the heaven open, everyone must find their place. I mean, God does everything decently and in order. Not legislatively or legalistically, but there's a divine order. Look at the stars. A comet or a shooting star is out of order. It's going to burn out. But all the others move in coordination with one another. All the galaxies, the sun and the moon never collide. Everything of God is orchestrated. Day and night never run into each other. You know, summer, winter, now, I know things are out of order, so to speak, weather-wise and all that. But God's original creation, everything set in order. See, God created, he set in order, then he moves in motion. If we want motion, we got to first have order. Amen. There's a divine order. And so when we talk about heaven's gateway, God, his purpose from the beginning is to manifest in the earth through his church. How many know the church, for the most part, without being cynical or critical, has been out of order? We followed superstars. We've seen many fall from grace. We've seen, you know, the shysters, the crooks. The ones, you know, that have worn earpieces and gotten information on people and call them out. And, you know, all that hypocrisy. We've seen all of that. But I'm here to say that God is after a remnant church. And he will raise up a remnant church, a remnant church. You know, a carpet remnant is not the whole carpet. It's a piece of the carpet. So you get an idea of what the carpet looks like. There's going to be a remnant people that spearhead these last days moves. There'll be churches that will be cities of refuge, that will be safe havens. Listen, in the last days, many of these churches will be hidden out of sight from the devil. Thank you for the hand clapping, the hallelujah and amen. I know that's way off the chain for some of you. You don't understand. You don't see that far. But listen, remember Israel came out of Egypt, and they were marching. They were rejoicing. Got to the Red Sea, and the Lord opened the Red Sea. But before that, before they got that miracle, Pharaoh decided, no, we're taking you back. They were surrounded by mountains on the east and the west. The Red Sea to the south, I believe it was, Pharaoh on their heels. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, no way out. Look at somebody but say, but God. See, many of us haven't experienced God like this. Some of us have. I have personally, where there was no way out. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.